My name is Steve Bergman. I'm the co-author with my wife Janet Suri of a play called Bill W. and Dr. Bob, the story of the relationship between the two guys who founded Alcoholics Anonymous in 1935. My wife and I found this story because we had actually worked with alcoholics and addicts as therapists years ago. We were led to AA to learn about it. And we wanted to do a project together. And my wife came to me with one of the authorized biographies of Bill Wilson called Pass It On. And I read this story and I just was bowled over by it. It was one of the great American success stories of two guys who were going to die and who found each other and met for 6 hours once in Akron, Ohio on Mother's Day in 1935. And as a result, not only did they learn a way to live, but they passed it on to millions and millions of people. Here it's now 71 years later, and every day in every place in this country and virtually all over the world, that meeting is replicated. So anyway, I just couldn't believe it was such a great story of healing. And it's really not just about alcoholics, it's a story of the power of mutual connection to heal people. We immediately knew that this had to start with a guy standing up on one side of the stage in a spotlight saying, "My name is Bill W. and I'm an alcoholic." And then on the other side of the stage, another guy stands up and says, "My name's Dr. Bob, alcoholic." And they start to tell their stories to the theater audience. We see their stories acted out, this incredible way that they met, the story of their wives, and how this all started. And then the play ends with each of them saying, "And so as I come to the end of my story," and they finish it up that way. So it was just perfect for the stage, and so we went with it. What I would hope people could take away from this play is something specific and something general, specifically for people with problems with alcohol and addiction. The thing that these two men discovered, which no one had ever discovered before, was the only thing that could keep someone sober was telling his story to another drunk. It may or may not help the other drunk, but it would help that person. So that's the specific thing. In more general terms, is that any illness or any problem really responds to forming a good connection with another person. It's the healing power of good connection. AA has led to all kinds of kind of self-help groups for specific diseases, you know, like abuse survivors or breast cancer. That didn't exist before. That's what I hope people would take away, the danger of isolation and the healing power of connection.